Okay, guys, shine those shoes and put on that beautiful black vest because we're talking job interviews today. I'm Gander.
I'm Soaps.
And this is a 10-minute mini-cast episode where we can talk about anything we want as long as it falls under 10 minutes. And Soaps, what's today's 10-minute topic?
It's about job interviews.
Job interviews. Going, during, after. Just the whole works.
Did you get the job?
Did you get it?
Is there a big reason why you didn't get the job?
I am a warrior. Yep. I think you know that about me.
A warrior?
Not a warrior, I'll tell you that much. I'm definitely a warrior. I just get nervous.
Mm.
And I sweat a lot and I go to the jobs and I freak out and I feel like I'm going to do good and then I end up just stumbling into something really bad.
See, that's what happens with me, but mine's kind of the opposite, that it's kind of like, I feel I'm going to do really bad. I'm like, that went terribly.
You nail it.
Yeah, and got the job.
Wow. So that's happened to you in the past?
Like, yeah.
Yeah?
But then I've also got another story that, like, I know of other people that have better stories than me that haven't got the job for superb reasons.
Oh, okay. Like, you want to give some examples? Oh,
No, we'll get through us first. Okay, because these ones I reckon are great.
Okay.
But me personally?
Yep.
I'm not going to say, I haven't got every job that I went for.
Okay.
Right?
So give us a failing job interview.
You put me on the spot for that one, because I can't think of one that
I feel like I've never failed.
No, I think
they've just gone in a different direction.
It was always one of those ones that, like, my first job I ever had was Toys R Us, and I think I actually said that on the podcast once before.
Brilliant.
I wanted to work in a toy shop.
Yeah.
And that was the scariest interview I could have ever had. It was a group interview. Yeah. I'm up against everyone else.
Yep. Yep.
And I was the guy that was sitting at the table that wouldn't say anything.
Well, then why'd you get hired?
I have no idea. I remember getting the phone call and he's like, yeah, you got the job. I'm like, what? How?
Yeah.
How did I get
they
this?
They probably thought you were someone else.
Yeah.
They stumbled the interview process.
And I walk in afterwards like, why is this guy back?
Who the hell was that guy? Didn't we screwball him out? So Toys R Us.
Yeah. And like, it's all...
Fun job?
It was a great job. They used to close afterwards. We used to ride around the bikes and stuff like that.
Sweet.
But actually going for the job itself, a lot of them I got through, like, you know, family friends and people that I knew.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of them was just kind of like, oh, we know this guy. We'll give you some work and stuff like that. That's how I got into security, right? And then after security, like, obviously got into the job I am now, which is like policing the frickin' trains and stuff like that.
Yes, you are like the Terminator of the train.
Teams. I'm the hated guy. I'm the tickety.
Yeah.
So
the worst thing is, I saw you on the train once. Now I got nervous.
For me.
Yeah, I knew because I knew I scanned my ticket, but I still get freaked out.
But it's me. The amount of people that you get, they're just kind of like, "Oh, am I doing this right?"
Yeah,
I'm like, "Yeah, you
take my
good.
Ticket. So, don't arrest me. We don't know what you can do.
Neither do we.
Yeah, exactly.
We've got all sorts of powers."
Like I said, I freak out job interviews. I always dress up,
right?
Like suit, normally. Yeah. Maybe not suit jacket, but at least shirt and tie.
See, I don't even go that far.
Okay.
Like, I've go as far as, like, the dress shirt.
Yeah.
But, like, I've panicked, and, like, I don't actually own, like, a suit or a dress shirt or something like that.
Yeah.
So I, like, rush out the day before.
And you buy something for it.
Yeah, but the problem is, it's like, I'm like, is that my size? I'm like, am I a triple XL? Sure, why not? Grab that.
Yeah.
And then before I know, I'm like, great, I'm going in a dress.
Like, you probably still have the creases still in it.
Yeah, and I'm like, I can't iron this thing. And it goes like, I remember putting it down, and it goes like as far as my knees. So it, like,
what?
I have to like tuck it into my like my pants. I'm like, this is dreadful. I don't own a belt. So I've just got to like sort of like hope that my gut...
Just a tea towel just tied around you?
No, my gut can just cover that. It's brilliant.
Jeez.
I'm like, cool, I'll just wing it straight in there, right?
Yeah.
I still remember doing the tickety...
The tickety job.
The interview and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I just remember like sitting there and I'm awkward and like I was just like, this thing wasn't breathing. I'm like, I'm dying in this thing. It was just a big balloon. Like,
Was it white at least?
No, it was blue.
Oh, I was going to say you could take it off and wave it. I surrender. I surrender.
But no, what do you do?
Like I said, I dress nice, which is not always a good thing.
With a vest?
Yeah, whatever I can. Like suit, vest, tie clip.
Yeah.
Shine my black shoes. I go in there. And you know, I'm walking down the street. I'm like, I feel good. Like first impressions. I'm gonna. This is gonna be brilliant.
Yep.
And I sit there, and they'll throw some like random question, and it's always the questions I never prepare for.
Have you ever gone for a job that you're just not qualified for, and you're like,
yes,
I'll go for it.
Yeah.
Like what?
Yeah, banking. Okay. I'm okay with numbers, but I have gone for a bank interview. Mind you, I did get this job.
Really?
Okay. So what actually happened? I sat down, I got no banking experience, and the question came up.
Right.
The question I did not want them to ask.
Yep.
What previous banking experience do you have?
Yes. Your answer?
Quick thinking, I said, in Monopoly, I'm always the banker. Right?
So, the sad thing about it is, even though you're the banker, only one player comes out okay. Everyone else is bankrupt.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So in theory, good.
They lost it. They just started laughing. Right. And at that moment, something clicked in my head where I said, I got to keep them laughing. And right. Suddenly the interview turned into, this is now stand up.
Right.
I need to keep them on my good side. And I just have to keep going, persisting with that sort of lighthearted, you know, humor. And I stumbled my way through it because I got the job.
Yeah.
I got the job. I got the job, buddy. So that was awesome.
But you obviously didn't go for it. You didn't take it.
No, I did. I worked there.
Oh.
I was a banker. Yes. I was a banker for about 2 to 3 months.
Okay.
When I lived in Melbourne.
Not long.
I got told I stunk at that job. And I don't mean actually as a banker. Like, I actually had body odor the first time.
Sorry, you can't work here.
No.
You're making the money smell.
Now, honestly.
So we have to leave.
It was the most... have you ever been just caught off guard? When someone comes up to you, you think you're doing well, and they just throw something completely left field to you.
Yeah. Yeah. But
yeah?
Sorry, I've got to go back.
Okay.
There's a part in this.
Yeah.
Like, do you know when people hand you money?
Yeah.
You're like, fuck, where has this been? This money fucking stinks. Like,
nah.
I know now.
Yeah.
I know where it's been.
It's been
come
to
from
me.
The Bank of Melbourne.
Yeah. Just dollar bills under my armpit. Dollar bills. I don't even know why I said that. But... But yeah, no, after work, like, and it was this little sort of placid lady.
Right.
She comes up to me. She's like, Luke, I need to talk to you. Can you come like over this side of the bank? I was like, yeah, no worries.
Away from all the people.
Thinking, I've done something good. Here we go. Been here a week and they're loving me.
Yeah.
She goes, look, I don't know how to say this to you. It could be. You know, yeah, people, they don't want to get to the actual point, so they just try and start making up excuses for you. It could be that you've changed deodorant in the last couple of weeks, and this one disagrees with you, but there's a kind of a funny smell coming from you.
There's an aroma.
There's an aroma coming from you. I was embarrassed.
Yeah.
I wanted to leave that job, and that's probably one of the reasons why I left.
You did?
Yeah. Took the stench. The stench is still following me. And ever since then, I wear 3 types of deodorant and baby powder.
God, that really shakes you up.
Yeah.
I reckon one of the best job interviews I've heard about, right,
yeah,
is actually a friend of ours, right? I won't say who it is.
Okay.
But they actually went for a job at McDonald's, right?
Okay.
Now, how do you fail that?
You can't fail that.
The only way you can fail that...
Yeah.
Is if you're too old. They normally just hire younger...
Yep.
Especially here in Australia, they hire much younger people.
Yep.
If you're 13, 14, cool, you're cheap to run.
5, 6-year-olds, yep.
Whatever. What?
Yeah. It's starting around that age, isn't it?
And, hi, sir, make your burger. Like, no. But you know what?
I can't work past 6.
But the guy I'm talking about has a voice like that anyway, so it's okay. Anyway, on his job application, they said... what's special about you? Like, you know, why do you want to work for us?
Yeah.
Why do you think that you can get the job?
Okay.
His answer that he wrote on his application, that he handed in, my mum thinks I'm cool.
And did he get it?
Sorry to say he did not get the job.
Yeah, okay.
So
bugger.
He actually got knocked back from McDonald's because of that.
I think I know this guy. Is he the one on Facebook with the profile picture with his arm around his mum, giving the thumbs up?
Probably. But, so what jobs have you guys gone for?
Yeah.
Have you got it? Have you not got it? Or what was the funniest scenario you know about?
And just a tip, guys, take some deodorant.
Have
a shower. Brush your hair. Brush your beard. And this is pre-beard.
I just want to say that, like, maybe it was the fact that you're working around money. I'm very nervous around money.
I just sweat. I'm like a friggin' hairy mammal under this shirt. I take this off, I got bloody hair on my hair. My hair has hair. All right, guys, please jump over to www.maycontain.podomatic.com. Share some support, like, anything you want to do to us, do to us.
Yep, we're here. Nothing if you can essential. Find us. So, but yeah, that's another episode of the 10-minute episodes of May Contain.
Yep.
Hope you enjoy the episodes. I'm Soaps.
I'm Gander.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Get your job on. No good.